for a head.
A lamb for a head?
Yeah, in Siren Head, he picks up people, and with his sirens, there's teeth in his sirens, which are practically supposed to be eels, and he puts it to his mouth, and he eats them.
Yeah. Cool.
And he can, and if he eats your mom, or
he can eat your mom?
Yeah, if he eats one of your friends or something, he can mimic those voices.
Dude, that is terrifying.
Uh-huh.
Dude, that is really scary.
It's Lampos just eats people.
He doesn't mimic people. That is much less scary. That sounds a lot better.
Lamphead is actually pretty useless.
Oh, yeah, Lamphead is the worst.
Yeah.
And this segment was brought to you by Just Keep Going, Toby Lou. Toby Lou and the Juice. And my girl, the Synth, the Sizer. And we're back with the action. Stone Cold Action Jackson Steve Johnson. Right now. Check it out. We're back. I'm gonna go ahead and start it. So do you want to say, "Hey, I'm Stone"?
Okay.
Just that you don't have to. I know it's good. I'm gonna know it's you. Dude, Atlantis is like the coolest place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know where I always wanted to go?
Where do you want to go?
I want to go to Texas.
Dude, Texas is like right here. Hold on. I have another map. I have more maps.
Oh my gosh.
I do. I have more. That's over in here, in France, Normandy.
Yeah, I always wanted to go there.
I have always wanted to go there as well. Do you want to look at, here is Denver. Do you see it? Do you see my pen marks? This is where I've been. I've been all the way out to here and back, and this is Kansas. This is where we live, right here. And I've been all the way here, and these are all the places that I want to go.
Okay, so whenever we look at this ginormous map.
Yeah.
All of this is pretty big, but whenever we look at this map, it's tiny as heck.
So this is Texas? Do you want to look at Texas? Let's find Texas.
No, wait, go back.
This is Kansas. This is where we live.
Wait.
It's alphabetized, so it's like, you know your alphabet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if you're looking for Texas, it's behind.
I saw America.
Oh, here's here's all of the national parks. Here's America.
Oh, that's.
Yeah, this is right here, in a big version. I've been all the way out here, and I drove all the way out to Colorado, and I've been all the way down here to Arkansas. But I need to get my pen out of the car.
You know what someone said one time?
What did someone say one time?
That this whole entire map used to be filled.
It did? With what?
It used to be filled with all different kinds of countries, but some people say that it sunk because the world couldn't carry all of them.
Whoa.
That's what
you so you think that there was a lot of people back in the day?
Those states covered
like
the world.
Like a lot of big cities?
Yeah.
I agree with that. I'll be right back. I'm gonna get my pen.
And there's too much big stuff on it.
Dude, I think you're making a very good point here. I agree.
Really good at it, and then Stone had a like like the normal web is now. But you know,
think about them.
We are, but the coronavirus jacked all the dogs' prices up.
Yeah. And it's hard to adopt them.
There's scams out there. Like people will say they have the dog. There's been people that have been taken.
What about them. Have you gone to the shelter?
I have not.
I have one.
Yeah. You have to make a
point. Hey, do you know why we wanted to go?
Where?
When I was young, I used to.
You owe Jacob $5.
When I was young,
yeah,
I didn't.
It smells so good.
When I was young, I didn't know. I didn't know that the world was a circle.
Yeah.
So I always wanted to go to the edge.
Oh, you wanted to go like over here to like to like this island. Like there's an island right there, Tonga.
Yeah.
I actually know someone whose family is from there.
Yeah. Wait, what is this ship?
That's one that I drew. It's just a boat that I drew.
Okay, but I always wanted to go to like the corner.
The corner? You want to? I don't think there's an island right there.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna show.
So you're gonna make a boat and you're gonna drive. Okay, here I'm gonna circle it. We're gonna go, or I'm gonna put an X right here. X marks the spot. Mm-hmm. We're gonna eventually get to go right there.
Yep. So we're gonna build a ship in that tiny island.
We're gonna build a ship at
that tiny
Chatham Islands, New Zealand.
And
oh, hey, do you see how this is New Zealand? Over there is also New Zealand.
Wait, there's two New Zealands?
No, imagine if it was like a tube. Like this right here is the same as that. It's just on the other side. How crazy is that?
You know what? Did you know? Underground, did you know there's a lot of, did you know the government, the first ever, the, wait, did you know the government actually lost some nuclear bombs?
They lost some?
Yeah, so.
They, dude.
So they can blow up either this spot, they can blow
up. They could blow the whole thing up if they wanted to.
And so they can come on. So they lost them, so the time was still going, I think.
Yeah.
But it's been years since that's been done.
Yeah, so they lost them. Maybe we should go find them. Should someone find them?
But yeah, but how?
Exactly. How would we find these missiles?
Do you think the missile was actually in the Titanic?
There might have been a missile.
Maybe.
There could have been a missile on the Titanic. I don't know, man.
I own a couple of the spots where the missiles can be. They could be in the mountains.
Obviously. The mountains are a great place to hide missiles. Which mountains, though? Do you think it's like a specific mountain or just a bunch of mountains?
I have no idea.
Oh.
But Evil, do you know why the missiles haven't gone off yet?
Why have they not
because
gone off yet?
Because one person said that those missiles gone, but then my other friend said that the door must have got in the system and like kind of broke the wire.
They turned it off and they couldn't blow up even if they wanted to.
Yeah, like, do you know how glass...
They broke them.
Yeah, like glass grows in the world. And maybe grass
grows everywhere.
Yeah, maybe so some grass is actually kind of pointy, so maybe poke the wires.
Bro, I think that you're onto something here. I think that that could be exactly why they're not going off. I think you're right.
Oh, and you know what else I heard?
What did you hear?
I heard that the sun's gonna blow up.
What?
The sun's gonna blow up.
Yeah.
And then the sun's gonna reset and
it's gonna be like a nuclear apocalypse.
Yeah, and every time it blows up, the world gets bigger and bigger.
You think the world is gonna get like more land?
Yeah, more land.
Less ocean.
Uh-huh.
I think that you are right. I think the oceans are gonna go away.
I had to
That's what I heard. And
yeah.
I believe that the sun's gonna blow up, but I don't believe that.
The sun will blow up eventually, not soon though.
Yeah, I know the sun's not gonna blow up, but I don't believe that islands are gonna keep popping
up. No, the sun is gonna blow up, but it's gonna blow up in like a billion years. Like 5 billion years.
Yeah, but if the sun's all the way up there,
it's really far.
How would the island get hot?
Exactly. How is the sun affecting the planet if it's so far?
Do you know how to survive it? Do you know how to survive it?
How are we going to survive it?
Go to space.
Dude, yes. That is such a good idea.
And I hold that everything's in a black hole. So if you go out of, if you go in a black hole,
yeah.
That means you're going out of,
yeah.
Out of like a space
yeah.
state.
Dude.
It's like even
bro,
space
get out of
state.
Stone, get out of my brain, Stone. You are saying some smart stuff over here.
Yeah, and I'm usually not that small.
Oh, come on. You are too much.
Dude, you're a wicked Googly smart kid.
At school, I make some Susie decisions.
I did that whole art space.
Oh, did that feel good?
It felt really good.
Oh,
so I had an art room back.
Oh, nice.
And it was funny how many supplies I had in boxes below. That was really cool. I had to go store in here to fix all the supplies I have.
Did you get HDTV?
You can open a haberdashery.
A haberdashery.
If you sell men's clothing and fireys.
Yay.
So funny.
I think words are silly. Called like I don't know, messy house or something like that. And so she organized.
Hey, do you have a piece? Do you have a blank piece of paper?
I could probably go find one. Do you want me to get you one?
Yeah, because I want to show you something.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna go. Actually, I have a sketchbook.
Ooh, that's
yeah.
Cool.
Let me go get my sketchbook.
Yeah. Do an empty paper.
Yes.
Dude, and I also have a surprise for you. You have to stay here though, because it's awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, you have to stay here, because it's that cool.
It's like messy house or mess house or something. Not mess, it's mess, but she's an organizer. It just started like last week. I think it's on it.
Hey, Mama. You know who I'm talking about, that guy? I'm talking about the people that wrote those dying shorts.
That guy is a mess.
Guys, we're coming at you with a breaking news bulletin according to NPR's Daily News, 10 a.m. live. Over 350 elephants have been killed in Botswana over the last few months. Guys, I don't know what we're gonna do about this just yet, but this is an issue that needs addressing. I love elephants. Elephants are amazing. And I love them so dearly. I have a painting of elephants in my room, and the main elephant is sad. And she's sad for Botswanan elephants. Right, meow. Okay, so we're gonna circle back on this on the next episode, but guys, elephants, Botswana, more than 350 NPR. And this segment brought to you by Diva Bro, for when you know you're being a professional diva. And now, back to your regularly scheduled and now currently medicated programming. This is your host, Dean Matthews. Thanks for joining, and check out the Patreon. Listen, I don't need your money, but I have cool ideas for stickers. So if you want stickers on the reg, potentially Batman themed, I don't know. If you want stickers on the reg, check out the Patreon. Brought to you by Diva Pro. For professional divas only. Check this out. Do you want to see something that's really cool? I got some stickers. That's not what's really cool. Watch this. Do it.
Look how good this looks. Stephanie.
So that's yes. Here, play. There you go.
Wait.
Use that. You know how to use an iPad.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't have this on my thing.
It's just, yeah, you probably, if you have an iPad, you do, it's just notes.
Yeah. So this is the black hole, right?
Yeah.
Well, I know that if you go out of the black hole,
uh-huh,
then you just went out of, you just went out one of the states of the black hole. So space has a state.
Yeah.
I guess.
Well, it's energy and stuff out there, right?
Yeah. Like, so those states. I heard that there's seven.
I think I heard that too. Seven sounds right. Hey! That's my salad!
Oh.
You turkey bird.
Why don't you send them out? We've been.
Come on.
They have dogs.
Come on.
Dogs.
And then that last one was just this. There's another show. Okay.
Hey.
I like your lighting too. Like, it just kind of makes me happy.
You know, is that a time to go find a tree cat?
Go.
Because I got a big old eraser, too.
Oh, shoot.
shoot, where is it?
Okay, so wait, if I look at this,
X-Men's back there.
So it could be right here. X-Men's spot right here.
In Tallahassee?
Yeah.
Bro, I think that might be where one of those bombs is at. Do you think?
Maybe.
It's possible.
Did you know all the states, all the
space
states, all in one big hole?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, and you ever heard of TikTok?
Yeah.
I have a TikTok account.
I have a TikTok account.
Have you seen me on my TikTok?
No, I'll have to follow you.
Okay. I don't know what my password is.
I don't know what mine is either.
Yeah, my mom made my password, so, and she doesn't trust me anything.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
But then I get there and I'm like, now I don't know.
And he said, zombies aren't real.
What? Because yeah, they are.
No, this is this TikTok, and he said, zombies are real. And he said, have you seen any? And he said, yeah, that's why they're not real, because you haven't seen any. Yeah, because I'm a zombie catcher.
Exactly, he's good at his job.
Yeah.
He's caught them all. There's no zombies running amok. You think the government's gonna let zombies be running around?
Yeah, do you know what I heard?
What did you hear?
I heard that. Right here?
Yeah,
right
by Cape Town?
Yeah. There used to be a zombie apocalypse until there were army men, and the reason no one knew about this is because they were mountaining, soaking the whole thing. So there was a scientist that drunk a potion that turned him into a zombie.
Yeah.
And then it was getting out of hand because they took the whole entire world down.
Yeah.
And then the sun blew up.
The sun blew up?
Yeah, and then it killed down the zombies.
Yeah.
And some people say that's how all these tiny states fall away from all the islands.
You think that's where islands come from?
Yeah.
That's a good idea, buddy.
And right here, where the zombie apocalypse started, got smushed by whatever state's there now.
Dude, you are Stone Cold Steve Austin with the ideas, man. Like, like, you know what is up, I'm telling you. Hey, can you hand me that pen so I don't have a cap on it? Yeah.
Sure.
Thank you. You probably should take that off the carpet, right? Yeah. Thank you. Where did the cap go? I lost it. Here, you take that.
Okay. I actually don't need this.
You don't need it? If you wanted to draw in the sketchbook, you can, but you don't have to.
You
made your point.
Yeah, but I heard that there was 10 alien spaceships.
Yeah.
There was an engine to it in Atlantis, and then the other part of the engine was in the Titanic. So the people took Atlantis down because they hid something in there that they didn't want no one to find.
Yeah.
And then they put it in the Titanic, and then they took the Titanic down so no one could find it.
Yeah.
And then all you need to do is just put the engines in the car.
The crystal engine?
Yeah. And then you need to find two engines, and then cut the crystal in half, and then there should be these two little seeds, and you put it in the engine. And that's how you make a spaceship. It's literally.
Yeah.
All you need to do is take everything out of your car and
all of the stuff out of the car.
Uh-huh.
Hey Stone, do you know what a podcast is?
Kind of.
It's kind of like a YouTube channel, but with no videos.
Well, and not only that, I feel like
I make one.
What do they do?
It's like where you kind of just listen to people talk about cool stuff.
Yeah. So you see people, but they don't.
You've seen the YouTube videos of them making podcasts, probably.
Yeah.
Like, do you know who Joe Rogan is?
Yeah.
Yeah, he makes podcasts. You've probably seen his YouTube videos before of him. That's what a podcast. They're making podcasts.
Hey.
Do you mind if I use your recording to make a podcast? You don't have to if you don't want to.
Sure.
Cool. That's awesome. Hey, here, how about this? I'll make the podcast, and before I publish it, I'll let you listen to it. And then you'll decide whether or not you want to post it.
Okay, but can I tell you something?
Yeah, tell me something.
When you were a kid, did you like Legos?
Oh, dude, I freaking love Legos. Do you have some?
Well, you should come to my place.
Bro, if you want to play with your Legos, do you know what Subnautica is, the video game? It's kind of like Minecraft, but you get to drive a little submarine. Next time you hang out, we should play Subnautica and Minecraft. You can show me your Minecraft town. Do you want to do that?
Yeah, sure. I have my phone here, so I can show you every Minecraft.
Dude, if you wanted to show me your Minecraft, I would look at your Minecraft for sure.
Ooh, I want to tell you something.
Tell me something, buddy.
Well, in Minecraft, there's your own Atlantis.
You can make Atlantis if you want to.
No, you can find Atlantis.
Oh, you can find Atlantis.
Uh-huh.
That's
so
cool.
So I found it.
Dude, you did?
Yeah, and it took 24 hours to clean all the water out.
Well, yeah, it's flooded.
Yeah, so in Minecraft, either you use sponges to get it all out.
Yeah.
Or you just put blocks on top of the water and then they will disappear.
Yeah.
But it took me like years and years.
Well, yeah, you had to find it.
Yeah, and I have a kitchen in Atlantis. I have a piano in Atlantis.
Dude, you have a piano. That's, dude. Hey, I'm going to have to take a nap because I'm so tired. But like next time, I want you to show me your Atlantis because that sounds awesome. Mm-hmm. This has been fun, dude.
And do you know Siren Head?
No, I don't.
Okay. Don't.
Well, you'll have to show me.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll have to show me next time, okay? Do you want to say goodbye? Like, you can just say bye.
Bye.
Cool. All right. Now. All right, boys and girls. We are wrapping up this episode. We in the back patio stew working on my trash hook. It's pretty cool. It's a hook for picking up trash. You know, it's kind of very pirate themed, very, you know, I don't know, maybe Captain Hook themed or something. Oh my god, that bug is huge. Anyway. We got some torches, we got some soldering irons, so we're gonna be, shit, where did I put the thing? God damn it, give me a sec, guys, we're right back. We got a new handheld Ronson MDX torch from the Walmarts, the Hypertuff. Hypertuff is actually dope, guys. Like, if you don't know this, you can, in fact, buy your tools from Walmart. I know people don't really think to do that because, you know, it's not Home Depot and it's not cable clamps. These are so sick. $1.88. Anyway, people don't know that you can buy your shit from Walmart because... it's cheap, for one, crazy thing, like, it's cheap, but it's actually kind of nice. What is up with that? Anyway, we've been mixing with Compton a lot lately. That's been the tunes for this episode, or the music for this episode. I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna go ahead and put it on this one as well. So if you guys are curious to what this tune is, it's again Compton, which is probably a jab at where the beat originated from. But I, you know, no way of knowing. I didn't make this beat. Anchor made this beat, so Captain Hook wants to know, Anchor, what you were thinking when you named this beat. So if you're listening Anchors away, that is not cool. Your play on words was I didn't really find it that tasteful, honestly. Here's my thing. Guys, I hate puns. Like, don't you fucking make a pun in front of me. I swear to God. I swear to God damn. If you make a pun in front of me on purpose, I'm gonna freaking lose it. Okay, puns are the lowest form of comedy for a reason, guys. If you're gonna play with your words, let's make it fun. Shout out to all my Bay Area folks, my 49ers fans. You know, no hard feelings, but it ain't the kingdom, baby. Niners. I see you guys out there. I see that, baby. Here's a super special shout out to my listeners in Ireland. Guys, I don't know if you know how metrics work or not, but I am able to see the demographic of who listens to the podcast based on listening platform, Apple Music or Spotify, age range, 59 and up. I can't, dude. Where's my Gatorade at? I got a fierce, great, intense thirst quencher. Anywho, this episode was brought to you by Vaporlax and their new 1500 puff disposable vapor stick. We're gonna go ahead and wrap this one up. I think we're at about 45 minutes. I'm gonna go ahead and start working. Shut up, plane. This is bullshit. Okay, so we're gonna go ahead and wrap this one up at exactly 5 minutes and 5 seconds. Good night, boys and girls. Thanks for tuning in. Another breaking news bulletin. This one's brought to you by the funkiest beats I heard all day. Sir Joseph and I will be coming at you live, episode 2, in the next day or so. I don't know. There's not a definitive time, but I'm waiting for the night. My one true mistress. Figured out who our mystery Irish listener is.